Good morning to you all. It's good to see you in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship, I'm going to, over the next few weeks or Sundays, share with you some thoughts from the book of Ezra. Ezra is one of those books of the Bible that is such a challenge because it was in a time in which there was very little hope, concern about were they ever going to be able to return back to Jerusalem to reestablish the temple, the building of the wall, all of that was in play there. But I want you to notice how the book of Ezra begins because it's such an important reminder about who's in charge. We know that we are receiving consequences of our sin as a nation, but God is still in charge. Notice this, please. Now, in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it also in writing, saying, Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, The Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him an house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Now, how did he know to do that? God showed him. God, in his first year, God had not forgotten his people Israel. 70 years were determined upon the people of Israel, that's how long they were going to be in captivity. And when that came to a conclusion, God moved in a king's heart and said, I want you to make an announcement that we're going to allow the children of Israel to go back to the land. And that's what he does. He makes a proclamation, puts it in writing, sends it out through all the entire land. God undertakes and works for his people. I'm so thankful for that. It's such an encouragement to me to know that whatever difficulty or whatever problem a nation may be going through, and there are many nations of this earth right now that are on the verge of collapse. All right? They're on the verge of collapse. And yet, God is still in charge. He's still working in circumstances and individual families. He's still working in nations and bringing about His will. What we have to do is obey God. What we have to do is honor the Lord. What we have to do is make sure that His Word is preeminent in our hearts and lives. We are living in times of carelessness. And you and I, as believers in Jesus Christ, we need to be careful that we honor the Lord by staying in His Word. Don't separate yourself from God's Word. Don't let days go by where you're not in His Word. You are asking for sorrow and difficulty because God works through His people through His Word. Notice it says that in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be what? Fulfilled. God was going to fulfill His Word and He was going to communicate to the leaders of this earth whatever needed to be communicated so that His Word might be fulfilled. And I am so glad today that as we enter into 2017 to know that Jesus is coming again. And how do I know that? Because His Word will be fulfilled. It's not a pipe dream. It's not nonsense. It's what God has said in His Word. And though there have been many, many years since He ascended up into heaven, I know He's coming back. And we proclaim His Word as if it was given just a moment ago, because it's truth and it's for our good. And so I want to encourage you from the book of Ezra that God's going to fulfill His Word. And He will move mountains, He will move kings to carry out His Word so that it might be fulfilled. And so let us rest and rejoice in the Word of God this morning.